This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, that was big last night. Frankly, I'd say the bigger hit than even the Trey hit. Trey gave you the lead ultimately for good, but, you know, Bryce's was a two-run shot. And at a point in the game when the Phillies were down 2-1.
Big shout out to Trey for getting on base there, too. The bloop, we got a true bloop and a blast there.
That is right. That is correct. Good morning to you, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. This segment, we're going to get to Brandon Graham. More of what he said in that interview yesterday, because he also talked about Jalen Hurts. We'll get to that shortly. Life advice with the hammer in about 10 minutes. John, you know, I'm always here to dole out advice. I help people.
Sort of. I mean, you're
helper.
Always here.
I'm like hamburger help.
Not necessarily.
Oh, that's so nasty.
I don't think I've ever had it. Is it horrible?
When I was a kid and I said, oh, don't ever feed that to me again. I'd rather starve.
Is it like dog meat?
Yeah.
No, it's just beef.
I think it's okay. I don't eat it often, but it's fine. It's just hamburger in the pasta.
Beef.
Yeah.
No. It's like you add, it's good.
Ugh.
Tastes good. I mean,
I'm with John. I think it's solid.
I like beef. Okay. It's just seasoning for the beef.
All right.
Maybe I just don't like the seasoning.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Good stuff.
You're
like
also young.
You
taste buds
like
change when you get older. I'm serious.
I love Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, you would like Hamburger Helper.
You don't see the Sloppy Joe much anymore.
Oh, you
sloppy.
Do if you're in my house.
But not like when we were kids. You're right, Joe. Like when we were growing up, like it was in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. It was a thing. Sloppy Joes were everywhere.
You don't see fried chicken much anymore. And that's a health thing. But you don't see, you know, that was a staple. You know. Growing up, fried chicken.
I see some Sloppy Joe.
Okay.
You're right about the fried chicken, though. Man, it was like an art form. I remember the first time I had fried chicken as a small child.
Good. Oh.
I couldn't imagine anything tasting better than that.
It's glorious.
I couldn't believe it. It was hot and juicy, and holy cow, this explosion of flavor.
And the crunch and the...
Why can't I eat that for every meal, Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
It was this place in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, called Red Barn, and it hasn't been there since 1980, but it was delicious.
Reason you can't have it every meal is you'd be dead by now.
Oh, totally. No doubt.
All right, to the phones we go. Phil's got a win last night. It was one of those wins, though, that, you know, there's a lot of people talking today about the negative side. I don't, you know, mean to go into the, you know, back to the Mike Schmidt quote from years ago, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of reading about it the next day in the newspaper, which sometimes we have here in Philly with, you know, talk radio. There's a lot to be pumped up about last night. I mean, they won. They're 8-3. We just mentioned Bryce and Trey, all that stuff. You know, they got a good start from Taiwan. But the bullpen was not good. And, you know, even Alvarado, who was one of the better ones in the bullpen, even he, it was shaky.
And they're asking so much of him already.
They're asking
this year.
A lot. Yep. The Bowman Marsh thing, you know, both are issues in significant ways. In different ways, but significant ways. And I'd even add, I know it's lower on the list, but, man, I thought Trey's defense again last night showed he's just limited in range. James, you notice that on some of those balls?
Oh, 100%.
He's limited in range.
He's limited. His instincts aren't great.
He barely moved. The one in the ninth inning, It's like he had cement feet.
100%.
He didn't move.
Yeah, and then when you couple it with the fact that he's playing on the same side as Bohm, I know Bohm has improved, but Bohm is still a below-average third baseman, maybe average at best. It's a tough left side of the infield, you
it
know?
It is. It is. All right, so your reaction to all that. Also, something that Brandon Graham said about Jalen Hurts, we will get to that shortly. Joe in Northeast Philadelphia. Joseph, good morning.
Hey, Morty Chief. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, how you doing, John? In reference to the Phillies, Rhea, you know, you had said you really didn't want Thompson back with, no. as a manager. And I agree with you because this guy, whether he has the bullets in his gun for the bullpen pitchers, he doesn't know how to use them. He wastes so many of the pitchers. Like I was out at the game Sunday with my daughter. And he takes Sanchez out in the fifth inning. After he gets the first two guys out, brings in Ruiz to get the final out. And then you would think he would maybe keep Ruiz in for the next inning. No, he brings in Romano and he gets lit up. Then Straub in the first game against the Braves, he only pitched six or eight pitches. And
they're managing him.
They are managing him. You know, Joe, maybe he over-relies on this. He does not, for the most part, like when a reliever finishes an inning and then has to start the next one. And I think he's probably a little too adherent to it. And I don't know what the numbers show. Like, I really don't.
And listen, they had to do it last night, and it worked out.
They did.
I mean,
but you can see it over now 4 years.
It is not a good practice.
He tries to avoid it. Yeah, and James, you're saying the numbers say you should avoid it?
I mean, just think about it. I mean, yes, the numbers say you should avoid it, but also just think about it. If you're up and you're coming into a big spot to get a big out or a big two outs, and then you go, you're all jacked up, you come in, those are how relievers work, and you go sit on the bench for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Like, it's hard to recreate that. Like, we see it all the time.
What if they were conditioned to, though? Because back in the day, like, Tug McGraw would come in the eighth all the time.
Sure.
But pitch all the way through the ninth. So how much of that is conditioning the mind to do that?
Probably a fair amount. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. They're not asked to do it very often.
No. All right, Joe, I need an answer from you, pal, on a memorable split. We've had some great answers today.
Well, the 44th president of the United States and his wife, Michelle Obama.
I don't think they've split. She actually denied it earlier this week. So I don't think they've actually
split.
Yeah,
the rumors have been around for a while.
But
she did come out and say it's not true for what it's worth.
But, you know, you never know. But I hope they're together. It would be a shame if they're not.
Joe trying to be prophetic there.
But you never know. Yeah. People are talking about Jennifer Aniston and all this stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know. I don't know what is going on here.
I didn't either.
All right, 215-592-9494 as we...
By the way, I got to jump in on something because I noticed this last night from you. And I don't know why. It doesn't make much sense, but this is... Did anyone else see Joe's tweet last night about Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn?
I did not.
Okay, so here's the tweet. It goes, I need help. When Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn formed their tandem, was it thump and bump or thump ampersand and bump or thump and written out A&D bump? 3 question marks. Please advise. Smiley face.
Really?
What is going on here?
I just want to know how to spell thump and bump.
Why?
Because a lot of people say it's with an N. Thump N.
Is this a book thing?
You don't even say Sharich. Like, you don't even care to say people's names right. Why does it matter to you if there's
What's going
an
on here? Because this is a really weird tweet to put
in
out.
Written form, it matters how it's written. Now, I'm not saying Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn are in the book. I'm saying Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn may be in the book.
You were looking for other people to do your work, but you were too late.
Crowdsourcing.
By the way, no consensus on Twitter.
None.
I looked at the responses.
Than it did for you to send that tweet.
Well, no, listen. Trust me when I tell you, Rhea, I Googled it too. Answers are all over the map.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was just N.
There's T-shirts with an N.
Ah, okay.
There's things with an and, A-N-D. There's things with the ampersand sign. Like, there's no consensus on thump and bump.
Please advise.
So get Barkley on the show and
Please
ask him.
Advise.
Yeah, get him on the show.
You'd probably be like, I don't know.
He would definitely say I don't know.
100%. He was misquoted in his own autobiography.
That was one of the greats of all time. The great
Real
Charles
quick, though,
Barkley.
I do have one other. Right. The first response is not about that. It actually says, are you trying to make sure my fantasy hoops trophy is accurate? Uh-oh.
Yeah,
are you going to lose?
I'm in a tie.
Oh, really?
Four days to go, and I'm in
wow.
a tie.
Wow.
And that's the guy I'm in a tie with.
I assumed as much,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, he's being a little bugger there. I spent last night on fantasy basketball at least 2 to 3 hours.
Now we know why you didn't work out.
I was obsessed with watching
you couldn't
the
work
stats
out.
On my phone as they would come. Like, Jokic, get me one more rebound. All right, Jokic, get me another rebound.
Work out yesterday.
I spent
but
hours.
You spent 2 or 3 hours on fantasy basketball.
John, I took a bath after the Phillies game, just me and my
health.
Phone.
Your
just
health.
Watching stats.
Your physical well-being should matter more than fantasy basketball.
But it doesn't. It just, in this case, I'm being honest.
Call it like you see it.
No, in this case, wow. I really want to win my fantasy basketball league.
You don't want to win against Jack?
I do want to win that, but Jack and me aren't playing in 4 days. I have 4 days left. Four days. So
I'm rooting for you, pal.
Wow.
Thank you. I know. I am, in fact.
You
got
to pick up whatever Doughton's name is. Doughton, whoever. Jeff Doughton.
If he gets rebounds, I'll take him. It's all I need. I need rebounds and field goal and free throw and a little bit on turnovers, but I really need rebounds. Yes, Bono got me 9 more last night.
Yeah, well, you want rebounds.
I got some guy, Campaign, whatever that guy's name is, with the Wizards. He got me like 12. He's a guard. Got a guard that rebounds. That's the key. He's got the phones. Let's go to Andrew and Ambler. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Andrew. Man, you sound cultured.
Dignified.
Jeez.
I'm going to keep calling. Hopefully I can keep calling as I really enjoy talking
hopefully.
To you guys.
Hey, if I speak like this, does it sound completely bonkers?
That sounds British, and the South African accent and the British accent always gets confused.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Oh, man. So you actually thought I sounded British?
I did.
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, okay. I sort of.
Oh, that's nice. I wish I sounded British.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're South African, the Brits were those that came in and, you know,
culture,
it was an empire thing going there.
It's a fair point.
You know, Andrew, we have
that. There are a lot of places, though, that had that with Britain.
We have that in common. You know, we both, shed that yoke.
The sun never sets, as they say.
That's why my accent is British, because my ancestors were British, but there's a whole other Dutch, Netherlands culture of the of other people.
Makes sense.
Hopefully I win the Phillies tickets and I can...
Well, we'll find out with your answer. All right, what do you got on the Phillies from last night?
So, I've called a few times in just to say the bullpen's always the issue, but I have a theory behind it and I wonder what your thoughts are. Do you think they went ahead and when they made the trade for Luzardo, they were just putting their full trust in starting pitching, going 7 innings on a regular basis to not have to worry about the bullpen?
Not quite the way you frame it. I think they know that it's an added benefit for a weaker bullpen, but I wouldn't say it's a strategy, not entirely, not the way you put it. But I will say this, Andrew. Do I think Dombrowski is acutely aware that two of the starters, if they all stay healthy, and I'm not counting Taiwan, that Ranger and the kid could go into the bullpen in October? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the one part of this. That's why, if you notice what I'm saying about the bullpen now, I keep saying we, as a fan base, have to kind of endure the next few months. Because I don't think they're going to make a trade quickly. And maybe, you know, like, but they really are going to throw some great arms into the bullpen come October. And that could completely change the whole makeup of the bullpen.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if you put Andrew Painter and Ranger Suarez in the bullpen, that's a... It's a totally different bullpen.
Right. Well, I mean, I think.
And that's what my point is, Lizardo's acquisition gives you that capability, is my point.
Right. And I think you guys had a poll before the season started. You've brought up a few times today, you know, why the fans were not excited and the Marsh at bats.
Yeah.
The Alec Boehm sulking. So it just once again comes back to my point of that they just seem to be running it back year by year. And maybe this is now more evidence as to why the fans were not excited.
I think that's fair. The one thing you got to give them at least some leeway on the Marsh thing. They do have a youngin coming up somewhat soon. And so it's hard to go sign. It's unwise to go sign a guy 3 years, $45 million to play that position. If you would get removed from the starting lineup halfway through this year for another kid. you know, yeah. For you know, so like we've seen that before. I mean, it's, and they do, it is important for the next 5 to 8 years of Phillies baseball that these young guys get a chance, because, you know, the Schwarbers and the JTs aren't going to be here forever, and this might be their last year. Like, you got to turn this thing over. One of the reasons they got in trouble 15 years ago when they bottomed out, it wasn't just that Ryan Howard and Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins all declined. It was that Dominic Brown stunk. It was, right. You know, and they didn't have as many good prospects back then as they currently have, but the ones they had, they didn't deliver. And the others they had, obviously they had traded for, you know, some of those players like Roy Oswalt and others. All right, Andrew, give me an answer for a memorable split.
All right, let's hope it works. How about Rachel and Ross from Friends?
Well, we said no fictional.
You said no fictional. Yeah. All right, then it's got to be Brad and Angelina then, right?
Mm. Oh. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
It's funny because Rachel's involved in both, kind of.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, the Titanic would have been a better answer, but it's okay. Brad and Angelina. I'll write it down. You know, the boat.
You're right.
Boat
that would have been a clever answer.
Yeah, boat split.
You've been ripping some clever ones off the board.
I mean, that's what I do. That's why I do a segment called Life Advice with the Hammer.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
I walk down the street. People are constantly asking me for advice. I say, not now, kid. You got to get to me on the show.
Hit me up at 9:15 on Thursday.
Time's Yours is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment simply needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with today?
All right, we're going to talk about Jack the Mike, and I think you really want to lock in on this, Joe, because I think there's an important question for you to answer.
Is this about working out?
Jack says,
this is the whole thing.
I am a middle-aged man, out of shape, a delicate flower.
Oh,
I made the mistake of challenging a younger, more strapping coworker to a variety of sporting events. I have bad hamstrings and irritable bowel syndrome and need to work out in preparation for the competition.
It's not hamstrings, it's groins.
Yes. Yeah, but the hamstrings are tight.
However, tight. I cannot get motivated to work out. I find every excuse to not properly train. What advice would you have for me to find the motivation to work out? Yes, Hammer, help this person out.
It starts with this. Don't do as I do. Look, I am going to be digging in and digging down. This week has been, there's been a lot going on. But what you obviously got to do is you got to create structure, because I think most people work better off structure.
And routine is part of structure.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, when I say structure,
I think routine is huge for that.
It's very big. So, whenever you know
what we need to create? We need to create a date when this is actually happening. Because right now, he's skating by with ease because he knows there's no real hard and fast day he has to be working towards.
I think that's probably part of it. I think you're right about that.
That's true. It's not untrue. Maybe 2020.
So let's get a date.
2026.
I'm surprised you can go seven.
No, but I'm starting to think maybe 2026. Because I'm getting worried how many people tell me I'm going to get injured.
Oh, gosh, now you're getting
And you
there.
Think that'll change whether it's 2025 or 2026 May?
Let me ask
I
you
don't.
A question. Rhea, you've been around here the longest.
Yes,
You've worked at WIP the longest.
Correct.
Is the radio station going to make me sign a waiver?
100,000%.
You really believe that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I think
they made
I think
you
they,
sign
I think
a waiver to get your nipples waxed.
They did.
Yeah, this is way more strenuous than that.
And you cheated on that.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of did. A little cheating. A light dusting of cheating.
What if I don't sign the waiver?
Shame we didn't have YouTube back then.
You're already looking at
I got angles.
This is not good right now.
I got angles.
I don't think anyone likes where this
is. Maybe in the fall? I'm thinking about it. All right. So the point is just get your ass in the gym. That's my
Why is the competition happening? Well, Joe still won't sign the waiver. You know, we can't get him to agree.
Okay. You know? Yeah, it's life advice with the hammer.
Did you help yourself?
A little bit. Get to the gym. Let's get to Hope right now in Holland. Good morning, Hope.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, Hope.
Splendid, Hope.
Okay, I have a vision for behind your desk.
Yes.
How about something very cool with like spray paint, all things Philadelphia?
Like so almost color? like a fake
mural?
Yeah, graffiti. Yeah.
Like a fresco. Yeah.
Like cool when we were in London, the Pass Yonge Avenue, that whole place there, you know, that's super cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I thought that would be really cool. How are you guys?
Now, it is a lot of that's work there. You know, we're going to have to get someone in who actually knows how to do these things.
That's an artiste.
As opposed to just like hanging something on the wall.
But I think it's a good idea. I'm going to write that one down. If someone put that together for us, it could look quite beautiful.
Even like things like with like besides Philadelphia sports, maybe Wawa.
Yeah.
Cheesesteak places, Pats.
How about my book? How about buy my book at this website?
Exactly.
I think that's going to happen. Yeah. Oh,
that's a given.
That's a lock. Yeah.
That's going to be the biggest thing behind me.
That would be great.
Fresco of Philly, though. I like it a lot. That's good.
Okay, great. I'm glad you like it.
All right, what do you got for an answer here for a memorable split?
Well, I think Tom Brady and the Patriots.
You know,
I think
not
that's
bad.
The best answer.
That listen, I'll tell you what. That may have been. Let me think about this. The longest tenured athlete in our life who went to a different team, probably right. I mean, Kevin Garnett got to 13 years. Brian Dawkins got to 13 years. I think Brady was 17 years with the Patriots. I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I doubt there's. How long was Ray Bourque in Boston?
That would be comparable. That would be. Yeah, that would
something
be
like that. But it's
just
so
like that.
Rare to stay in one place that long and actually end up going somewhere else.
And of course, Ray Bourque in Boston, it was all about him trying to get a cup and Boston being good with that.
They gave him a parade.
And they did it together. Brady and Belichick, that one done together.
No, very different.
What do you think?
That's a pretty good answer, Brady and Patriots.
Do you think Brandon Graham, if he were
don't even
halfway
say it.
Through
don't
the
even
season,
put it out there. Don't even
play for another
suggest
team.
It
another
to
team
the world.
I don't
came
think
forth
so.
And said, listen, we need help, and we can guarantee you this.
You know why I think no, John? I'll tell you.
As a vested veteran, if he signs with a team halfway through the year, once he plays a snap, that essentially guarantees whatever he's on the books for that year. So it is kind of like a quasi-guarantee in a sport where there is none.
Here's my answer of why I think he wouldn't do it. Because I think he could have in free agency and didn't. I think he played well enough that there would be a team out there that's like, we're bringing in BG, veteran guy, rotational piece. He played well enough to earn that from somebody. So either no one... they either offered it to him and he said no. I mean, is it possible no one offered him because of the injury? It's possible. But I tend to think he played well enough that somebody should have wanted him. And I think that he will only play here if he plays.
I agree. Injury does change a lot. The injury does mess with perception to some degree.
That's true. All right, time's yours up ahead. Also, more of BG, what he said about Jalen Hurts yesterday. All of this, including your phone calls, and time's yours up ahead on 94 WIP.
Swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory. Because right now, all customers can get a profit boost every round of the first major. Just head to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. No matter how you want to bet this legendary tournament, it'll be even more enjoyable if you boost it at FanDuel.com/JohnR. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP, so don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.